Welcome to the Ivy Church podcast.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
Jambo, jambo.
Karibuni kanisani, Ivy Church.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
For more podcasts and information about Ivy Church, go to ivychurch.org.
Well, happy Easter. And doesn't this look like a brilliant place for an Easter egg hunt? Have you done one of those yet? And spring has sprung. There aren't any bunnies here, but there are definitely squirrels, which might do, so keep your eyes open for them. And we love all of that. But is that what Easter's all about? No, no way. It's actually way better than even all of that good stuff. And the reason all those pictures of spring and daffodils and, you know, they're bursting through after winter, of eggs hatching and so on, they're all connected to Easter because today is the greatest celebration of life, of new life, or of life that lasts forever, all because of Jesus. In this park, like lots of others, as you walk around, there's something you'll see here, and this happens more and more, I think, these days. People put in a bench, a memorial bench for somebody that they loved who isn't alive anymore to remember them, and they miss that person. And maybe it'll have their name on it, a little plaque or a little quote on it, and perhaps the dates that they were alive on. And perhaps it's not something that we want to think about too much most of the time, but Easter, we have to think about that. And when you look at what happened into that first Easter Sunday, which started off Christianity, it's the day that Christians believe is the most important day in history, and it happened in a garden. But not just any garden, because in the garden there was a tomb where Jesus had been buried. And I do think we all, in some way, think about this at different times in our lives. I don't know if you've ever talked with anybody about what you think, but I wonder what you think happens at the end of this life. What do you think happens then? I know some people will say, well, that's it, when you're dead, you're dead. And of course that's true, it's very final, but is death the end of life? Is it the end of you? Or is there a life beyond? It's a very, very important question for us to think about. And somebody might say, well, okay, but we can't know, can we? How could anybody know? Well, the only way to know about life beyond the grave is if somebody went and came back with reliable information. Now, somebody else will say, well, that's impossible. Dead people don't rise. That's where Jesus comes in. That's what Easter is all about, because today we think about and celebrate the historical event at the very center, the very heart of the Christian faith. You see, alone among all of the ancient philosophies and all the world religions that there are even still today, we dare to claim we can know, and we can have confident hope, not just for this life, but also we can live happily ever after because of Jesus. We can know about life after death. We can know who gets to go to heaven and who doesn't. And we can be sure of how to get there. We can be sure that we're going to live forever for one simple reason, because of the promise of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying, and everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never, ever die. And then straight after that, he immediately asked, do you believe in me? Really important question. There are all kinds of prophets and Buddhas and gurus, but nobody except the Lord Jesus Christ ever said anything like that, made those kind of claims, that he was the one it all depends on. And then after he was crucified on Good Friday, he proved it was true when he rose from the grave on the first Easter Sunday. Again, there was a time when Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. He didn't just say, I could tell you about a way, or I'm making a way. He said, no, I am the way. And the only way to prove those kind of claims is to go into the grave and step back out again. It's a bit like exploring space. For centuries, people had all kinds of theories about the moon. What was the moon really like? Even the best telescopes just gave guesses until Neil Armstrong went and walked on the moon. And then he came back to tell us. His one small step for a man was a giant leap that made the way for many more space travellers. But he brought the breakthrough. For years, everybody knew that running a mile in under 4 minutes was not humanly possible. But then a man called Roger Bannister, a doctor, brought the breakthrough. After he did it, the way was open for others. 46 days later, an Australian runner called John Landy did it a second faster. A year later, three runners broke the four-minute barrier in a single race. And since then, more than 1,000 other runners have done it. But somebody needed to break through the impossible to make it possible for them. That's what Easter does. That's what Easter celebrates today. The Bible actually says it was impossible that death could hold on to Jesus. He died, yes, he really died, but when he rose again, the breakthrough happened, not just for him, but for anybody who follows him. He's opened the way for you and for me. He's brought the breakthrough. He told people before it happened that he was the Son of God, that he would go and die on a cross and rise again in the third day. He said it all really clearly, but they thought it was like speaking a story or a parable. They didn't get it, that he really meant it. And when his followers saw him die, all their hopes died too. You know, he only ever went around doing good, it says. Miracles, healing, setting people free. But they took him and they nailed him to a cross, and his enemies made really sure that he was dead because they wanted rid of him. Because he was saying their dead religious rules were just tying people up, that he'd come to set free and give them life to the full forever. The Roman execution squad did their job. His corpse was handed over to his rich friend Joseph, who put it in his own tomb in a garden. A garden like this. But on Easter day, the stone was rolled away and he was gone. Later, his enemies bribed the guards to make stories up that somebody had stolen the body, but they could never produce the body to be able to prove it. It was the last thing his followers expected to happen. But when they saw him alive and kicking, they knew it was true, and it changed everything. So later, they would rather die themselves as martyrs than say it never happened, just like he promised it would happen. Mary's weeping was turned into joy. Peter and John were amazed when they looked into the tomb. Have you ever looked into this to find out for yourself? It's really vital that we do that. They looked into the tomb and there was literally no body there. They saw the linen bandages that had been wrapped up in with no body inside. And the turban that had been wrapped around his blood-stained head was put there, folded separately nearby. John recalled, he said, "I'm an eyewitness to this." Although he couldn't believe his eyes. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was like, it's like when a butterfly comes out of a chrysalis. You know, there's a cap on the chrysalis case. That's what happens as it goes into the cocoon. And then that's just the same as people who put their hope in Jesus too. So that for you, this life never ends. It's just like a better new beginning of a new and everlasting life. This is a great picture of it. Here at Ivy, we have these cards to give away as a reminder with the butterfly on. It's a beautiful picture. And when you think about how the butterfly is transformed into a new way of being, people who put their trust and hope in Jesus, if you do that today, you will be transformed. We'll get transformed like he is. We'll be like that in heaven. But actually, we get changed in this life too. It's still the same DNA as the caterpillar, but the caterpillar doesn't have to crawl around in the dirt until its time is up. There's a new dimension of living. It's not earthbound. It's gorgeous, and it can fly and go anywhere it wants to. And it was like that with Jesus. That's why at first some of them didn't even recognize him. Last time he was killed, beaten and battered. That's the last time they saw him. But now he's risen and beautiful and powerful and glorious. And he appeared that way, the Bible says, unmistakably to many people for 5 weeks. To Mary, who was the first witness of the resurrection. To Peter, who'd let him down and denied him. To John, who loved him. To Thomas, who doubted him. But when he saw him, Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." I want to invite you to pray that in a few moments with me, that Jesus will be your Lord and your God. He appeared to the rest of the 12 who were scared to death until they saw him alive. He appeared, it says, to more than 500 people at once. He appeared to James, his own brother, who only then became a believer. They couldn't all have had hallucinations to all of those people. When he came to them, he said, "I'm not a ghost. I've got a body just like you." And he ate with them and he cooked with them and he taught them and he showed them not just the holes in his hands and in his side, but showed them the truth that he is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. God can change your life in all the ways that you can't today. He can take away our sins and our mistakes. He can take away our worries. He can take the fear of death away too. And all those people 2,000 years ago had their lives totally changed when they met Jesus. The church was born because they saw and heard and touched and knew Jesus is alive. He's alive. So you and me, we can meet with him and know God too. Jesus is alive and well, and he's still meeting people wherever we are. Wherever you want to meet him, he's there for you. Whatever life feels like for you, he still changes lives, hearts, and eternities today. He can do it. He will do it for anybody. He did it for me. He'll do it for you today if you ask him. So you can live now and forever a butterfly life, not just the earthbound caterpillar life. Do you know him today? Do you know God is real and he loves you so much that he sent his son to die for your sins and rise again so that you can live free and forgiven forever? I want to invite you to pray and say yes to that offer today. Whether you're young or old, you can have the new life that lasts forever when you put your hope and trust in Jesus. Easter Day is the greatest day in history. Today can be the best day of your life if you connect in prayer with the living God, with Jesus Christ. Let's do it. Put your hands together like this if you want to pray. Connect him with God. Will you pray with me now? Simply say to the one whose love is so powerful, nothing can separate us from it. Nothing can separate us from his love. No sin can't be forgiven. Not even death can hold us back from him. Say this out loud with me. Lord Jesus Christ, King of Kings, thank you for the cross where you died for my sins. I am sorry for my sins. Thank you for the empty tomb where you showed that nothing can stop your love for me. Please let me know that love right now and always, because you will always be my Lord and my God. Amen.